back on What's on Your Mind, another hour. Good Friday edition of the program, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen. Bob Wefeld will be here with us in studio at the bottom of the hour. Judge Wefeld, of course, head of the USS North Dakota Committee, and some news this week that the christening ceremony had to be put back, originally scheduled for the end of May, and has been postponed. We'll get all the details from Bob, and I'll take it as good news on this momentous day to say we got a little more time to support that wonderful effort. So gives us more time to do just
that. You know what else? We don't exactly want to have a big send-off and then have something bad happen. I mean, let's get it right.
Good idea. Get it right and send that thing off to protect the United States of America and find tip-top shape. Wayne and Stanley's been waiting to weigh in here for a while, so let's get to Wayne and then Diane and other calls. Welcome at 800-228-0550. We had a little bit of a battle last hour between folks on one side and the other, and one emailer said that caller Rick is dead wrong. Bundy paid his taxes. It's the grazing fees he disagreed with. I think he did say taxes, and I do believe the emailer's right. It was grazing fees. But and also, why do you cave to a liberal about the turtles? Turtle, tortoise, what the heck's the difference? They all look the same to me.
Scott?
Yeah?
Don't make me do this.
Yeah, okay. It's a tortoise. I'm sticking with the tortoise. Anyway, if you want to talk about your thoughts on the Bundys being referred to as domestic terrorists by the highest-ranking Democrat in the United States Congress, that's fine. If you want to talk about Al Sharpton comparing Barack Obama to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, that would be welcome. Anything on your mind today? It's a normal or nuts Friday. Have at it. Wayne and Stanley, sorry to keep you waiting. You're next. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Scott and Todd.
Good morning.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. We have BLM officers showing up to remove cows, apparently, to help protect a endangered tortoise that they're having to euthanize because there's too many of them on the property.
Bingo. Yeah.
Okay. So was there any reports of these cattle charging these officers or attempting to assault them while they were being removed?
I know of no reports of that nature of hostile terroristic cattle. Nope, sorry, can't help you there.
Okay, so then where are the animal rights activists to defend these poor defenseless animals that were unjustly shot and assaulted by these officers, but yet when the officers confronted humans with guns, they packed up and left? I'm just, and who's going to, are there any charges in the works for animal cruelty? Because I know if I go out and somebody's cows are on my property and I just arbitrarily shoot them, I'm going to jail for animal cruelty and anything else they could think of.
I don't know. They'd probably blame the rancher for that, too, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Isn't this kind of funny that, they're going to scream foul about an animal that they're killing because there's too many of them? But nobody's going to defend these poor defenseless animals that had, they didn't attack these officers. They were just minding their own business, eating some grass, and somebody comes along and shoots them.
What do you make of the domestic terrorism label that that Harry Reid gave him? Is that normal or not, Swain?
If one of his people are listening to this radio show, let me give you a definition of domestic terrorism. Bill Ayers. As a domestic terrorist. People were standing up for what they believed was right. They didn't blow up any bombs. They didn't shoot anybody. They didn't threat anybody. They're standing up for what they believe is right.
Appreciate the call. I'd love to hear from some ranchers on this, too, because we did hear from one last week saying that the ranchers he knows and the ranchers that he's heard about in Nevada are ticked at this guy because he didn't pay his grazing fees. Been accurate. Diane and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Very good.
Good. I would like to suggest that none of these deals in Nevada are valid. In other words, the tortoises have nothing to do with it. The cattle have nothing to do with it. Even the back taxes have nothing to do with it. I would suggest to you and your radio program an excellent idea last night on your KFYR on the show Ground Zero, there was a WikiLeaks-type investigative reporter who has delved, and I mean delved, we're talking deep, probably gold. And it goes back, unfortunately, I got the last part of the conversation, but I believe it would be in everyone's best interest for you to get excerpts from this particular show last night, and we will very quickly understand why Harry Reid is behaving the way he is behaving in this situation. And that's pretty much all I have to say, because like I said,
Can you give me one nugget, Diane, of what you think is an untold story?
A nugget being that many years ago, this is George W. Bush, actually sold off. I don't know that it's the Bundy property, but I'm feeling that it's got to be part of it. I don't know that part of it, but it is in Nevada, and that he actually sold off about $10 billion worth of gold, property that had that amount of gold for, like, I believe they said $10,000. It's a Canadian company. It can be checked out. Apparently he was on the board, received millions and millions in the fallout of that deal. We then come to Harry Reid and his coffers, et cetera, et cetera. So, kind of interesting,
All right. Just keep digging is Diane's advice. Thank you. Mary in Minot. Oh, Mary's gone. Lost you, Mary. Let's go to Cliff in Minot to take your spot. Hey, Cliff, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, happy Easter. Say, you need to get your crack staff on this. I'm pretty sure the great Reverend Al Sharpton owes about $2.6 million in federal back taxes. He gets his own TV show, and he gets invited to the White House. I'm pretty sure. You know, the federal government is not beyond doing things like, do you remember Ruby Ridge? They set up Randy Weaver by getting to his friend, having his friend saw off his shotgun to an illegal length, surround him, shoot his dog, shoot his wife standing on the porch holding his baby, you know, and try to arrest him. I got news for you. When you shoot my dog, shoot my wife, shoot my cows, things are going to happen.
Yeah, to me, that's the beauty in the decision recently for the BLM to say, we're out of here, we're gonna stand down for now, and let's hope it doesn't escalate. But what is amazing to me is, you know, I think a quote like this from Harry Reid could incite violence. You know, now even the folks that are you know, ardent you know, Bundy supporters, and there's plenty of them that have pushed the envelope a little bit too, going to rile them up. I mean, just to, you know, we ought to be turning the temperature down, not turning it up. But why they don't just enforce this through liens on his property or whatever, a lot of other ways to do it than the way they've done it. They've done it ridiculous. And I also think it's a good time to just have a conversation about the federal government overreach and the Endangered Species Act and what it does to property rights and states' rights and everything else. And I would think every farmer, every rancher would want the same thing.
We can impose sanctions on Russia to try to cripple their economy, but we can't freeze this guy's assets. It's ridiculous, the force, the show of power. And every once in a while, big bad government needs to pop out. And I'm not against government, but they don't learn anything from the Gordon Call incidents or the Ruby Ridge incidents. It doesn't accomplish really anything. There are other ways to do it. And what is Harry Reid's hold on Nevada? Do you think maybe they will vote him out this time after this incident?
I don't know. I think Las Vegas is the answer to that question, and it probably is no. Again, it becomes the makeup of Las Vegas has changed the political landscape of Nevada considerably.
Unbelievable.
You know, very pro-union, and a lot more folks in Harry Reid's camp, which is why he's able to sort of get by with that. So I appreciate the call. Cliff, Facebook comments on this, and we have a couple of questions up on Facebook. One, is it normal or not for Harry Reid to call Clive Bundy supporters domestic terrorists? Laurel says, is the kettle calling the pot black? Reed, what a sleaze in that sun. Blair says, nuts. Stingy Harry is nuts. Lee says, that would be normal for Harry Reid. Kathleen says, if they can't call us racist, they always use terrorists. Even liberals must be embarrassed. One who went to Harry Reid's Facebook wall now, not one pro-Harry comment. Well, that's inconvenient. Brett says, so what does that make the Occupy Wall Street protesters? Robert says, the liberal loons have no class, just name-calling for those who don't agree with their Marxist government agenda. And then Sherry says, several national conservative media have come out opposing Cliven Bundy's actions. And says, hey, a lot of the wrongdoers were supporters of his. Lots of opinions here.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley. Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future. Your Farm Bureau, that's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh, yes. Hi. Happy Easter to everyone, first off. But, you know, this Dirty Harry the Reed comments about Bundy's being domestic terrorists. You know, I've come to learn that anything that this federal government says, you just think the opposite, and the opposite is true. Let's look at some issues here. Major Nadal Hassan, four-hit shooter. That was a clear case of domestic terrorism. But this administration declared it workplace violence.
I've forgotten about that one, but well said. Appreciate the call. 855-200-1776 to leave us a message. Press 1. Talk to us live in the air. Press 2. Here's another that came in during the break.
Everybody have a good Easter. This Nevada thing
brings me back to the days of Gordon Paul. You guys remember Gordon. He was brought up on tax evasion. He walked the streets of I can't remember the city there, many times. And then one day the FBI decided to make an example of him. They had the big shootout, and we all know what happened. We're just still in jail there. It sounds like the same kind of thing going on there. Have a good day. Thanks.
I'm surprised it's taken this long for us to bring up the situation with Gordon Call and Medina, given the standoff out there. But I've thought of that a few times as well. Just, again, the decision process of how you go about enforcing these things and how it escalates. So, fair points. Appreciate the call. We haven't got a chance to tackle this one too much yet, but a couple others that will keep going on our Facebook page. One, this soap opera, I don't know what else to call it, Todd, but with the former coach of the Minnesota State Mankato football team, who then goes to Minot State, who is now back at Mankato. And the reason he left Mankato is because he turned in his cell phone one day, and there were a couple of short videos on of his young daughters frolicking in a bathtub that somebody said was him viewing child pornography and possessing child pornography on a state-owned phone. He's fired for it, name dragged through the mud. His wife all along said, "This is our daughters." And a judge looked at it and said, "You got to be kidding me." Anyway, long story short, he is fired over it, loses his job over it, takes a job in Minot State. And then a court rules, "Hey, wait a minute, you got to give this guy his job back." And so he goes back to Minnesota State Mankato. And the team, which had done well last year without him, this year, I guess, without him, then says, "We don't want you." And the football players in front of the cameras yesterday say, "You know what? Go away." And didn't want him to come back. Now they've had a little kumbaya meeting, and they're getting talk about going through a mess. Boy, I empathize for this fella and his family, and I also empathize with Minot State because they had a coach. Now they don't have a coach, and they hired him when maybe others wouldn't, given the fact his name had been drugged through the mud. What a mess that is, huh?
All that coming up on this episode of As the Football Turns.
Exactly. Kevin says he should have stayed at Minot and cut ties with. Don says, "Nobody looks good in this debacle. Don't forget the president of the school fired Hoffner and set this whole thing in motion." Bradley says, "After the way he was treated there, why would anyone go back? No one wins in this." Well said, Bradley. No one wins.
Somebody wants the Lane Kiffin School of Committing to College Football Programs. I'm here to say, I can go over there? Okay, gone. And yeah, why not? At this point, why doesn't he just, maybe he'd rather be in Mankato. Sounds like he doesn't want him. How effective a coach can you possibly be when you're not wanted? Now, of course, can't even go back to Minot State at this point. Maybe too late. Damage may be done.
Scott says the players were out of line. They should be reminded the tail does not wag the dog. Cancel their scholarships. And Chad agrees with him, saying
asylum. I mean, that's a good point.
Tell the kids you either play for who we tell you to play for, or find another team or school. Normal says you guys are forgetting the kids own the world. Everybody else is just here to support all of their whims. After all, they won all the wars. They invented all the conveniences. They built the roads, the buildings, and everything else, and we need to cater to their every wish.
Exactly. There you are, right there.
If you want in on that debate, have at it. Same thing with the domestic terrorist debate, which is waging from two different sides as well, all on the Facebook page. It'll keep you going. And what does Easter mean to you? I guess it means candy to a huge number of Americans, because get a load of this. We, Americans, will buy an estimated $2.26 billion worth of candy, chocolate bunnies, jelly beans, and marshmallow peeps, just for Easter. Bill says, "Easter to me means my annual Peeps microwave jousting tournament." I don't even want to know what that is. Put Peeps in the microwave and they pop around, or what? My annual Peeps microwave jousting tournament. Debbie says, in a nutshell, when he was on the cross, if you... I, you, we were on his mind, and the world was changed forever. A very blessed Good Friday and Easter to all. Thank you, Debbie, for bringing us back to what it's all about. Gene, Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind on this Good Friday. Go ahead, Gene. You there, Gene? Shane, have we got Gene up there? We're just not hearing him, or what's the story here? Yellow. Hang tight there, Shane. I'm not hearing from our engineer, so I don't know if he's stepped away a moment here. And
no, I'm here.
Gene?
There we go.
Oh, now I hear you. Good. I don't think we had you turned up. Now I can hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Scott. When we're talking about the Bundy case, I've said this before, we have to go back and revisit the Wayne Hague case. Now, Wayne Hague, also from Nevada, had his fences cut because the BLM wanted his land. Now, who was the terrorist there? BLM. Scott.
How about this? How about we just not call terrorists, let's not call anybody terrorists. But I mean, I hear what you're saying, because if we have to, you know, put in our little beans what exactly domestic terrorism would be, which you've described, and what I've seen photos of in Nevada would more fairly describe it than the Bundys. And I was Harry Reid calling the supporters of Bundy domestic terrorists, or was he calling Bundy domestic terrorists? I don't know. I just think the highest ranking Democrat in Congress ought not be saying such things. Inflames the situation.
Scott, get Tom DeWeese on from American Policy Center out of Virginia. Get him on.
We haven't actually scheduled. Yeah, we have him scheduled for one day next week. He is scheduled for one day next week. Yes.
Hey, great.
Yep.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Yes, Gene, appreciate the call very much. Thanks a bunch. Emailer says, you have not put peeps in the microwave. Suggest you do it tonight, but not for too long. I don't have any peeps. I'm not a peeps kind of guy. Not going to go there.
You're not a peeps kind of guy?
I'm not. No, remember, I think I told you earlier, I revealed the secret that I was a milk chocolate with caramel in the middle kind of guy. Sorry.
White chocolate. Yeah. Yum.
I'm not familiar with this whole Peeps microwave thing, though. What am I missing? Have I missed out on an important Easter ritual?
Just get some home, put them in. I mean, until you do it, you don't know.
All right, have you done it before?
No. I have no idea.
Me either. Good, I'm not alone. I felt left out there.
We're talking. I know, me too. I'm sure somebody can.
We're talking USS. USS North Dakota next. Don't go away.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Steve. Normally Nuts Friday. You guys are just normally nutty, which is just fine by me and I think most people. As for Harry Reid, he's absurdly nuts. He never ceases to amaze us as to the crazy things he can say and get by with it. It's just a never-ending dribble from his mouth. Anyway, have yourself a happy Easter, blessed Easter, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Very nice of you. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call, and same to you and yours and everybody in our audience today. Absolutely. All right, Bob Wiefold is here. Bob has been a regular guest of ours to talk about this most momentous historic occasion of, for the first time in a whole lot of years, over 100, a vessel of the United States Armed Forces will be named for the great state of North Dakota, a attack sub, the USS North Dakota. And you've heard us talk a lot about a big ceremony coming up in May. Well, it's not May anymore, and to tell us why and what's happening is Judge Bob Wiefold today. Welcome back,
Bob. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
You know, I'm really super-duper. Every day is a gift from God, isn't it? Got to enjoy them all.
Exactly right. We're blessed beyond words.
Absolutely. And, well, I can tell you this about the submarine. It's certainly a blessing that that ship's been named for our state. It's a great, great thing for it. But right now the problem is that it's essentially a brand new class of ship because they've dramatically redesigned the bow, the front end of the submarine, the Virginia-class submarine. This is the 11th Virginia-class submarine. It's the first of what they call the Block 3 submarines. It's got a new vertical missile load, missile launch tubes up front, and it's got a new sonar system up front. That seems to be the problem right now. The press release that came out from the Naval Sea Systems Command says they got some design issues. I don't know what's wrong, but there's something wrong up forward there. They did have a supplier a problem with components provided by some contractor. It looks like they've got that issue resolved. So it's going to be in dry dock on Monday. They're going to be able to look at the whole thing. I suspect it's not that big a change that they have to do because they've used this exact same technology when they converted the first four ballistic missile submarines to launch these cruise missiles. So I think it's going to get fixed fairly quickly.
So the bottom line is here. I'm going to take it as a positive too. Let's look at the glasses half full. It's more time to really do this commissioning ceremony right and do some more planning. But I imagine for
and
those
to raise
that already
some more money.
Exactly
yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's how we do it right?
Yes, exactly right. I still need to raise about another $50,000, so I'm still working on that and trying to find some people out there that are willing to help make this a great commissioning event whenever it's held. But it's going to be held yet this year, I'm certain of that. And we're going to have a lot of North Dakotans out there. I think many of the people who have plans to go out, I think most of them are going to change and come out whenever the new date is.
And any idea, are we going later summer? Did I hear August is a possibility right now?
The spokesman for General Dynamics Electric Boat, his name is Bob Hamilton, they said they fully expect to deliver the boat to the Navy by the end of August as required by their contract. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. The Navy hasn't talked to me yet about a new commissioning date, and I haven't talked to them about it. Right now, I think what they need to do is get in there, that dry dock on Monday, take a look and see what the problem is and see if they can fix it right away.
By the way, any questions or comments on this wonderful project on the USS North Dakota, on ways you can help and ways you can Participate. Give Bob a call. USSND.com is a great website. Bob does a regular blog there to keep you updated on the progress of this project. And Bob also speaks to a lot of groups about this and about ways that you can participate and help in the commissioning ceremony to really, you know, make sure we show our state pride correctly. 800-228-0550 is that toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And right now we know it's been postponed. It won't happen as planned at the end of May, and will happen yet this year. So that's the good news.
I can tell you this. I'm actually going out and giving a speech tomorrow noon in Fargo to the Reserve Officers Association's annual meeting. So I'll bring them an update on USS North Dakota. And, of course, I'm always willing to talk to groups out there, and I'm always willing to talk to people who are interested in seeing what it takes to contribute to make this a great event.
Wayne is on the road listening on 550 K-Fire. Question on the USS North Dakota for Bob. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yes, I got three of the submarine coins already. Are there any new ones out?
Yeah, the fourth one was actually minted with the commissioning date of May 31 on it. I think we're going to have those melted down, and we're not going to issue them, of course, with the wrong date on it. So we've talked to the coin company, and there's a certain setup charge and a meltdown charge. But when we get a new date, we will reissue the we will strike the coin again and have a fourth coin coming out.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks a lot for your patronage on that.
Thanks, Wayne. Mike Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Bob Wheatfold. Let me get over here. Mike, go ahead.
What is it? $3.5 billion.
$2.6.
Or $2.6 billion of our taxpayers' money got spent on the submarine. And then you're on the radio and you're asking for money, right?
That's right.
For what?
All the events surrounding the commissioning. We have to put on parties and dinners. We have to have receptions. Yeah, it's got to be a big event. We got to show our state pride out there in this thing. Absolutely. And the Navy does not pay for these events. So our committee does it just like every other committee has done for every other commissioning. And we're really excited and happy about this. So we're relying on the people who want to help out.
And then to me that makes sense, Mike, in that you wouldn't want your tax dollars going to a celebration. This is an opportunity for every state to sort of say, hey, we're going to do this right. We're going to show the pride in that we have a ship named after us. I look at it like sort of a give back, right? I mean, because it's not easy getting a ship named after you. And this one took some effort, a lot of folks involved in that. Now it's happening, and obviously an investment of tax dollars to the tune of over $2.5 billion in protecting the country. We certainly want to commemorate the event correctly, and in the grand scheme of things, you're doing that at a pittance of a cost and a good opportunity to really show some state pride.
It's going to be a great event for our state. It's going to be a tremendous source of state pride. Say, Scott, while we're talking about people who've been helping us out, I just wanted to...
Where's this party at, then?
Oh, it's in Groton, Connecticut.
It's where the actual commissioning takes place, Mike.
Oh. Okay. Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling.
And again, Mike, it's a donation. It's something that free will that people can give, and there are different levels where you can get your name, $100 or more, as part of the commissioning thing. A lot of way to honor vets or fallen folks. What did you want to say, Bob? Sorry.
I was going to say, well, you know, no one has to give. There's no requirement. I mean, it's just strictly volunteer, and the people who want to help out should help out. I just wanted to thank two people you and I know pretty well, Fred and Joyce Evans up there on the ranch south of Stanley. They've done a great job in supporting us, and you know that they've helped out with this event. So I'm really pleased to give our acknowledgement to Fred and Joyce Evans.
Yeah, you bet. Good folks in beautiful Stanley, North Dakota, on that Triple T Ranch. Okay, Bruce Fargo, you're next for Bob Wheatfold. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, with the promotional ads I've heard, and even now, I've never heard you say where this is going to happen.
Okay, let me tell you exactly where it's going to happen. The commissioning is going to take place in Groton, Connecticut, at the Naval Base, the Naval Submarine Base there. That's also where the boat has been assembled, at General Dynamics Electric Boat in Groton. All the events surrounding the actual commissioning is going to be held right on the pier, right on the Naval Base. I've been out there to visit with the people in charge of it. They've got everything, all the arrangements made. They know where the buses are going to go, where the parking's going to be. They know how people are going to fit on the pier. And then there's going to be several events at the Marriott Hotel related to the event. And then one event for the crew at the Foxwood facility.
Okay, excellent. But I think you got to put that in your promos, too, because then we can notify relatives out on the East Coast. I just kind of assumed, you know, Norfolk and Virginia and whatnot. I kept waiting and waiting and waiting to hear where this was going to happen.
Yeah, well, I know Norfolk's a great spot, but Groton is where it's going to be at. And in fact, my understanding is that the submarine, when it is commissioned and put out there for 33 years of active duty, is going to be based in Groton, Connecticut, at least at this time. Admiral Breckinridge, Rick Breckinridge, was here a couple weeks ago, mid-March, I guess it was, and he talked about the Virginia-class submarines and the Los Angeles-class submarines, and he basically said that, now, for his money, he'd rather have all the Virginia-class submarines operating in the North Atlantic close to the most significant adversary we have. So I expect North Dakota is going to be based in Groton and going to have be part of Submarine Group 2. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate the call. And by the way, a great resource on all the facts of not only the commissioning ceremony, but the ship itself at USSND.com. Chris Bismarck. And by the way, any donation you make is tax deductible, too, because it goes to the Bismarck Mandan
Chamber Foundation. Yep, that's right.
So remember that, too, especially after the pain you had earlier in the week from Uncle Sam. You can save a little of that pain next year. Chris in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Bob Weepold. Go ahead.
Hi. Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter.
The main reason I'm calling is actually I'd like Mr. Weepold to off air give me an email address that I can get a hold of him. I'm trying to get all 24 soldiers from North Dakota that have been killed in action since the war on terror started into the commissioning book. And I just want to cross-reference a list of the names that I have versus see if anybody has already sponsored any of those soldiers to get them into the commissioning book. And just to make sure that we get all 24 soldiers honored into the commissioning book.
Okay. So,
great idea. Do you want Bob's email address, you said, Chris?
Yes, if I could.
Yeah, it's very simple.
I mean, I don't expect him to give it out over the air. If you can give it to me off air, somebody can get it to me off air.
I don't think Bob minds, do you, Bob?
No, we do it all the time anyway, whether he likes it or not. So
what it is, it's Bob Weepold, B-O-B-W-E, F as in Frank, A-L-D, Bob Weepold at MSN.com.
Okay, can you give me the last few again after the F?
Yeah, M-S-N, like... As we see in the Navy, Mike Sierra, November, dot Charlie Oscar Mike.
So
it's, got it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
And Weefald, if that's what you were looking for, it's spelled W-E-F-A-L-D, Chris.
Or as we say, Whiskey Echo Foxtrot Alpha Lima Delta. You learn that stuff.
Exactly. Brad and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brad.
Okay. Enjoy your show immensely. I just had an idea about financing a big party for the North Dakota named submarine.
Sure. Like
and,
to hear it.
I think, if I recall right, that North Dakota has a state bank. Let's just say it has billions of dollars of in the plus side. Why doesn't the North Dakota State Bank, in honor of the people of North Dakota, finance this great party? I think that'd be a great way to send the message that we all support it.
Well, that's interesting. It's Bank of North Dakota, of course, run by the Industrial Commission, of which I was a member back in the early 80s.
Hold that thought, Bob. If you want, we'll finish on the other side of the break here. Don't
all right,
go away.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of What's on Your Mind, Good Friday edition of the program. And our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So the caller suggestion was the Bank of North Dakota maybe do a little kick-in. That would obviously be taxpayer funds. And as you say, former member of the Industrial Commission, that idea probably wouldn't fly, would it, Bob?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. There's plenty of people out there in radio land and out throughout the state of North Dakota that have plenty of resources and plenty of ability to make this thing a great commissioning. So I'm just reaching out to him, and I think we'll get the job done.
Email question here for you. Wants to know what the $2.6 billion buys. What does this USS North Dakota have that previous subs do not have?
Well, what it buys is 377 feet of lethal power representing the United States of America for the next 33 years. It'll sweep the seas. It's going to defend America. It's going to make sure that no one operates on the oceans without our permission. So what it buys is a first-class submarine. It'll be the best and most modern submarine in the world. It has improved capabilities. The whole Virginia class is quite remarkable. There's no periscopes like in the old boats. It's all acoustics. It's all digital. It's all kinds of sensors. The North Dakota has got a much better sonar array that basically envelops the whole boat. And instead of having 12 individual missile tubes, it has two cylinders with six missiles each, which is going to be more cost-effective, and they're going to be able to use them for a bigger variety of payloads. So it's going to be quite the boat.
And by the way, folks that do ultimately end up at the commissioning ceremony, when that happens later this year now, get a chance to actually tour the boat too, right?
That's the plan. I know the captain, Captain Doug Gordon, and Tim Preet from Mandan, from North Dakota, they want to get as many people on that submarine to get a tour of it as possible. So I think that people get out there in advance on that Thursday and Friday. We're going to try to get a lot of people through the boat.
Now, the Elks Choir was all scheduled to go out there, which I know you're a member of, and some other folks obviously had planned to be there. So I imagine this postponement has disrupted a few things that are a couple of bumps, nothing that can't be fixed, I guess.
Sure,
right?
Sure. It's disrupted lots of plans, but I'm hopeful the Elks Chorus is still going to go out there and that we're going to find a date for a commissioning that's going to be mutually satisfactory for the people in North Dakota and the Navy, so that this will be a great event where lots and lots of North Dakotans can be out there.
And, by the way, any last questions or comments for Bobby? He's here for a couple more minutes. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, ussnd.com, the website if you want to find out more about this, ussnd.com. Any idea when you'll know, Bob? How are they going to communicate with you as the delay plays out here?
Well, I think what's going to happen is that the Naval Sea Systems Command, Admiral Johnson, the people who work for him, they're going to evaluate exactly what the problem is with the boat, going to see how long it takes to fix it. And then once they know that, I think they'll come up with a date. I'm hoping that they'll give us the date sooner than later because, you know, we have to make a lot of plans. We have to get tickets. We have to book things. It's not just, hey, we're going to have a party tomorrow. So I'm hopeful that they'll work with us on this. I know they will. We just have to find a date when the hotels that we have contracts with can redo these events, and we can make sure that everything happens as scheduled.
You feel a little like a kid on Christmas Eve that's been told, okay, just a couple more days, Bob. You know, as much work as this committee's put into this thing, this has really been quite a labor of love, I know. But
I've done this. I've been on this thing since 1985, trying to get the boat get a ship name for our state, a second ship name for our state. And since 2008, when we got the name of this submarine, I've been working basically every day trying to get this thing excited. So a few more months, you know, it's not going to make a big difference to me, but I know it. I know we're going to get this done. It's going to be a great commissioning ceremony. The people in North Dakota are going to be very, very proud of it. It's going to be a great thing for our state, and we're going to have lots of North Dakotans out there.
Since 1985, huh? That's when this effort really started?
That's when it started for me, yeah. It was with a meeting at the Bismarck Mandan Chamber Military Affairs Committee when I suggested we ought to take on a couple of projects because I thought the meetings were sort of boring. I said, we need to get a state veteran cemetery built. And my friend Murray Sagsian said, that's a great idea. I'll take care of that. And look at the great veteran cemetery we have. And I said, we need to get a second ship name for our state. And I said, I'll take care of that. And look how long it's taking me to do this. But we're just about there. It's just about ready to be commissioned, and I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, it's a great project. Again, folks, if you want Bob to come speak to your group, if you're interested in being a donor to this cause, and what a wonderful opportunity to honor loved ones that have served this country, memories of folks in that commissioning book, let any donation of $100 or more get you that.
Let's give them the address again. It's you make your checks payable to BMCF for Bismarck Mandan Chamber Foundation, BMCF-USSND, mail it to P.O. Box 1675 Bismarck, ND 58502. We'd really like that, and we're going to get this squared away.
All right, folks, there you go. And also the website is ussnd.com, and your email address one more time if folks want to have you come out and speak to one of those gatherings.
Sure, it's bobwefold@msn.com. Very simple.
All right, all one word, Bob Wefold, WEFALD. @msn.com. Bob,
exactly.
thanks for joining us, and you know, just more time to plan a wonderful event with a great opportunity to show our state's pride in this wonderful, wonderful addition to the fleet.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a great commission, and I want a lot of people out there. Thanks a lot, Scott. Really appreciate it.
Good to talk to you again, Bob. Thanks
Bye-bye.
A bunch. Todd, have a blessed holiday weekend. We shall talk to you on Monday. Yeah. I know there's some schools that don't have school Monday. I never heard of Easter Monday when I was a kid. But anyway, there will be no holiday Monday. We'll be here, by golly. All right. See you Monday. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanna. Another What's On Your Mind program. We'll do it again Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip for a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 663 freezedryguy.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from the Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.